This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country in the Lok Sabha elections. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 general elections were the biggest elections in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Prime Minister in his 111th Mann Ki Baat highlighted about Hul Divas, celebrated in Jharkhand, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam, Kartum Bhi Umbrella of Kerala, Araku Coffee of Andhra Pradesh, Snow Peas of Jammu and Kashmir, Hindi program in Kuwait, National Radio in his speech. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as a Sanskrit bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. Rohit Sharma-led Team India clinched the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington Oval last night. Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli's 76 and Akshar Patel's 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs, the highest score by any team in the final of the Men's T20 World Cup. Chasing the target of 177 runs, South Africa could only score 169 runs, losing 8 wickets with the help of Henrik Claassen's 52 runs. Virat Kohli was declared Player of the Match Award and Jasprit Bumrah was awarded the Player of the Tournament. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have congratulated Team India for winning the T20 World Cup 2024. Three of India's greatest ever cricketers, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma and Ravindra Jadeja, announced their retirement from T20 international cricket after India's second T20 World Cup win. Kohli announced his retirement minutes after the triumph. Indian captain Rohit Sharma announced it in the official post-match press conference. Jadeja, who is regarded as an outstanding fielder of world cricket, announced his retirement on Sunday. The Indian Meteorological Department on Saturday predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in northwest and northeast India over the next 4 to 5 days. As per the weather forecast, Pirap, Changlang, Longding, Isiang, Namsai, Lohit, Papumpare and Dibang Valley may witness heavy rainfall till 5th July. Surface communication to several districts of Arunachal Pradesh was snapped following landslides triggered by incessant rain, officials said on Saturday. A key stretch from Alo in West Siang district to Mechuka in Siomi district was damaged in between Roing and Pena villages due to continuous downpour. The Pasighat Pangin Alo road has also been damaged near Tarak village in Siang district, with many vehicles getting stranded. In another incident in Itanagar, a school bus of Sri Ravi Shankar Vidya Mandir met with an accident on Saturday due to landslide. The incident took place at 3:15 p.m. near the NES building in Richi Jolang. Two teachers from the school along with a bus driver received minor injuries. The ICR district administration on Saturday evicted the street vendors at 6 kilo area along NH415 and demolished their temporary sheds constructed over the drains. The eviction drive was carried out as vendors had not complied with the notice issued to them to shift to safer areas. DC Capital Itanagar Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta in a press statement said that despite these warnings, the vendors were still continuing to run their outlets and hence it was necessary to carry out eviction to prevent potential accidents and ensure everyone's safety. As the state government prepares to implement 3 new criminal laws in the state from tomorrow, the district administration capital, Itanagar, conducted a refresher course for all executive magistrates, special magistrates and judicial branch staff in the conference hall of the DC office yesterday. DC Capital Itanagar, Sweta Nagarkoti Mehta, encouraged all officers and staff to take full advantage of this opportunity to familiarize themselves with the new criminal laws. ESE Khoda Lhasa, the resource person for the session, presented a detailed in-depth explanation of the new laws. The training session included group discussions and a question and answer round, providing comprehensive understanding of the changes. Rajiv Gandhi University here has been ranked 13th in the list of central universities released by the Indian Institutional Ranking Framework, topping in the Northeast region. Mizoram University secured the 15th position, followed by Tejpur University and Nehu Silong at the 16th and 18th positions among the list of 50 other central universities in the country. RGU Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kuswaha congratulated the university fraternity on the ranking by the IIRF. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.